Hey, everybody, Aaron Zamzel with the Fire Rescue Athletes podcast. Hey, if you're stuck in a fitness rut, I have your magic formula in this podcast. So stay tuned. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Aaron Zamzel, FireRescueFitness.com. Here with the Fire Rescue Athlete podcast. I go back and forth, change it, the name of it, but we're really just about optimizing performance on and off the fire ground. And if you're listening to this, I promised you the magic formula to get you out of any fitness rut. And here it is, drum roll. Do the exact opposite of what you've been doing to get into the rut. Boom, there it is. That's it. Now, if I ended this, you'd probably be pissed off, be like, Zam, that's dumb. But let's think about that a little bit, all right? In most cases, we get in a fitness rut, what happens? We become less active. We start to eat a little more poorly. We make poor choices. Maybe we're drinking a little bit more or going out to social events a little bit more. And we're getting away from the basic things that keep us healthy. And that typically is what we have to bring back in to get us healthy. Sometimes it causes, it means you got to make a sacrifice or two, but not too many. I think the biggest thing is to really focus on these basics. Think about, all right, hey, if I'm not moving through the day, I need to move more through the day. If I'm not exercising, I need to exercise. And there is a difference there. And what I mean by that is, you know, I get a lot of questions and emails and text messages. Once somebody gets promoted to a chief, they're like, Zam, I'm stuck behind a desk. I get it, right? Like you, all of a sudden your activity level through the day is dramatically decreased. And one of the ways to combat that is find ways to mobilize. Yes, yeah, standing works great. Take steps as you do that every 20 to 30 minutes. I think the optimum formula, I was just listening to a podcast where they were talking about every 50 minutes, get up for 10, walk around the office, you know, go grab some water, go to the bathroom, do whatever, you know, because the research is pointing towards sitting as the new smoking. It causes so many different health issues or can lead to it. So lack of mobility is something that you need to start doing. Not a lack of, that's what got you into that mess. Move more through the day. I have a Fitbit. I am not endorsing them. I'm not endorsed by them unless they want to be, you know. It helped me kind of figure out how much movement I'm getting. So like today I've done two podcasts and I've sat kind of back in the studio quite a bit and I just checked, I'm at 10,000 steps. But that was an effort. About 1 or 2 o'clock, I was about 3,500. So I went to the gym, did some extra walking today just to make sure that I got my steps in for the day. I worked with some people, still do some coaching, and we got one of my clients a Fitbit. You know, he was adamant that he was getting well over 8,000 steps a day, and he sent me a text message. He's like, "All right, 6 p.m., I got 4,200 steps." Yeah. So we don't necessarily realize that. So you got to mobilize more through the day. And then the second part of that I mentioned, exercise 30 minutes every single day. And right away, I know you're going, Zam, I can't exercise every single day. I'm supposed to take day off. Correct. But recovery workouts are part of that. And as a first responder, somebody who's continually stepping up on a truck, not getting a lot of sleep, a simple 30-minute walk with your dog or 25-minute walk with family and then a 5-minute stretch is it's exercise. It's recovery. It's more active movement, but it should be done even on those days where you're not necessarily lifting or working really high intensely in the gym. Every single day, I try to do something, whether it's like just that, took the dog for a walk, did some light stretching, did some rehab stuff, even if I'm not hurting, you know, shoulders, knees, and back. We always seem to injure them. So it's great to do what I call prehab movements on those, on these, you know, days where you're supposed to be a little less intense, but you should be doing a lot of active recovery. Dare I say yoga? It's great. You may not do that. You know, you may not want to do that for a recovery workout. That might be an actual workout. So, but I highly recommend working out, doing some type of exercise, something to improve your body 30 minutes every single day. And it comes back down to habits and consistency. So we talked about moving more through the day, 30 minutes of exercise, hydrating, simple things that we probably think we do, but when you start to look at and track them, so you start writing down, hey, how much water did I actually get? You know, for me, this is usually I fill this 15 ounces and I want to try to get 80 ounces a day. So you do the math. I was usually getting about 60. Well, I realized I need an extra 1.5 to 2 of these. And it really, by the end of, I'm doing this now, it's my third week where I really focused on that. I feel much better. So just going back to the basics and physically track some of the things that you think that you're doing. Same thing with nutrition. You know, weigh your portions out, you know, really use, a calorie counter for a day or two, just to understand what you're putting in your body. Read labels. Again, figure that out. Figure out, hey, I think I'm eating 1600 calories. Well, you could be getting 2600 calories. Even, you know, 500 calories a day can add up to an extra pound or two every single week or two. So go back to the basics of things and focus just on establishing those habits. Now, I'm not saying that you need to measure your food every single day, but every once in a while, do it to make sure you keep yourself in check. Exercise every single day. Hydrate every single day. Move more. Set a goal of trying to get, you know, 8,500 steps or 8,000 steps. On the days that I'm at the firehouse, that's usually done by like noon. I'm usually at that amount just by stepping up, running in and out for calls and doing things around the station. So those basic things go back to setting the habits. Even before you think about, hey, I want to lose weight. I want to get my bench up. I want to, you know, get to the gym 6 or 7 or 8 times a week. That's great. But if you don't have some alternatives there, so you could still stay moving. So let's say you wanted to go to the gym 4 days a week. Well, today it's 30 below here. I wasn't going to get out and go to the gym, but I do have a bike here and I have some weights. So I have an alternative body weight exercise or workout that I do. You know, take the dog just for a small short walk. Not when it's 30 below, but you know, I would actually walk her a little bit around the house just to get my steps up. And so the habits. Obviously you get that point of this. Let's dig a little deeper now. So a lot of times I'll get people saying, hey man, I am just shot. I don't have a lot of energy. How do I find, you know, how do you find the energy after a long day? A couple things. One, try to get your workouts in early in the morning. Two, focus on some of the other attributes that will give you energy. And this is where I've said numerous times, I think I failed you guys in the fire service, and I'm trying to make up for it now by really preaching. Look, I used to say fitness, all you got to do is start moving every single day. Well, when you're hurting and you're tired because you don't have sleep and because you're injured, I understand that. That's tough. So if that's you, continue listening. Look at what you're eating. Are you fueling your body to give you energy, or are you just getting enough to get by, meaning caffeinating, sugaring, you know, processed foods just to get you through the day? Subtle changes in your nutrition can lead to having more energy at the end of the day so you can get that walk or that workout in. And I think the other thing that we got to get out of our heads is, you know, I used to be a really good athlete. Well, you're not anymore, right? At least if you're having troubles, you're not there yet. So stop thinking you're there and start where you are. And if you're starting just with, hey, 30 minutes a walk for a week or 2 weeks, that's great. Don't go back into the freaking gym and start benching really heavy. You'll be injured. You'll be bored. You'll be hurt. So start with your basic things. And then move back up to that point, right? You got to be realistic. And if you're lacking energy, look at, how am I eating? Am I hydrating? And then how am I sleeping? There's some clients that I've worked with over the years and some people that I work with online where we just focused on the first month of them just going to bed more consistently at the same time, powering down, and just getting a little bit more sleep when they can. I know firefighters and first responders, EMTs, paramedics, you know, we're at the firehouse. We can't control our calls. We can't. I know. But we can control our environment when we go to bed, even around the firehouse. You know, I know that there's a lot of horsing around and that's fun. But sometimes after 9 o'clock, hey, you owe it to yourself and to your crew that you're horsing around with to try to be as rested as you can and your family for the next day. So if exercising is tough, look at the other two factors. Am I fueling my body right? Am I focusing on sleep? Those might be the first two things you look at. I mentioned Josh Falk in some of my other podcasts. He's a gentleman who, you know, he's lost a lot of weight and he's put some mic on, but he's going back down again. He just said his first week, all he did is stop drinking soda, started drinking water. And then his second week, he started to just calculate how many calories. So there's no shame in doing this in a progression. Each week, you're adding a different habit. Okay. So look at sleep, look at fueling and food. And another caveat to this is if you're just really, really tired and you feel like something else is wrong, you should be seeing your doctor. You should be getting your annual medical. If you're a firefighter, EMT, paramedic, it is imperative that you get to see your doctor every single year. And you might be looking at an exam. I'm 29. That's fine. But what we're seeing in the fire service are these trends. And if you go every single year, it's a lot easier to see a trend towards cancer, a trend towards diabetes, or a trend towards cardiovascular disease. Go see a doctor, especially before you start any workout program. If it's been a long time, you should anyways. But start establishing a relationship. I've had people go and say, hey, I had a thyroid problem. Didn't even know it. So before you get, you know, too hard on yourself about not having enough energy, make sure that you check that off the list and go see your doctor. So annual medical, look at what you're eating. I'll give you the basics of good nutrition. Low added sugar, meaning below 35, 40 grams a day, if not even, you know, less than that. 4 to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, about four to five servings of lean protein. Limit processed foods, stay well hydrated. Real basic stuff, okay? If you want to start to get a little more fancy, you can look at intermittent fasting where you're fasting for 12 hours or 16 hours. But, you know, if you're starting at square one, figure out what you're eating right now or what you're not eating. Figure in what you're drinking or what you're not drinking. I'll tell you a little side note on this too. Sugary substances that I see all around the firehouses are killing you. The Kool-Aids, even if they're diet or sugar-free, stick to water. But if you don't like the taste of water, add some fruit. You know, maybe add a little bit of that. There are some drink mixes that have some stevia and some better sweetener options in it to get you started on drinking more water. But sodas and diet sodas, sweet teas, all that, man, they're added calories that just mess with our insulin levels, which can affect our cortisol levels, which affect the way that we think and cravings. And it's just this road, this toilet bowl where you just keep going round and round and round and down. You got to stop that motion. So look at what you're eating. As far as sleep, right? Anywhere from 6 to 8, 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. A lot of us are looking like thinking, yeah, right. Whatever, dude, that's great. In a fairy tale world. So some of the other things you can do, look at sleep hygiene, trying to go to bed every single night around the same time. Dark, cool, set up your environment to be more conducive to sleep. Power down 30 minutes before. It's a tough one. I'm trying it myself. You know, sometimes at the firehouse, you got to go and look at the MDC on the rig. Look, I don't count that. I started to read an actual book a couple minutes before I go to bed, and that seems to calm me down and put me to sleep. Those are some things you need to start doing. Focus on your sleep. Start tracking your sleep a little bit so you really can start to see what's going on. You may find out you have some apnea. You may find out you have some other disorders going on, and that goes back to getting and seeing your doctor. So getting out of a fitness rut isn't just about going to work out. Now, I started with that, but we've gone into the other aspects of eating and sleeping. So, you know, putting it all together, EMS, eat, move, and sleep, get back to basics and stay consistent. That's the formula right there. The other part of this is to not get too hard on yourself. I'd mentioned before, you know, you're not that athlete you used to be, not yet. You have to look in the mirror and say, all right, I'm just going to take this one day at a time, because you're obviously at a point where you want to improve because you need to improve. And, you know, I was just at that point. I hit it really badly in COVID. I hit it not as badly, but just after the holidays, just last year, I knew it was time to get back to the basics. I was up a couple pounds. And when I'm up a couple pounds, I feel it in my joints and I feel it in my energy level. And now 17 days into what I'm doing now is a resilient 50. It's a 50-day challenge where I establish and focus just on those habits. And guess what? Weight went down, strength went up, energy levels went up. So getting out of a rut goes back to consistency on these habits. Eating, moving, sleeping, you're taking it one day at a time. Don't be too hard on yourself. Don't start to go back to those workouts that you used to do 20 pounds ago or 30 pounds ago. Establish a base. Give yourself 7 weeks, about 7 to 8 weeks of staying consistent, and you really start to see and feel the difference. Get support, get your crew involved, get your family involved in your fitness journey. Tell them, hey, I'm at a point, I need help. I'm going to start doing this. I want you to join me. Get a plan together. That's the other thing of this that I see a lot of first responders. Oh, what are you doing? Well, I don't know. I'll do what you do. No. Create your own journey. Create your own plan. With FRF right now, I promoted this on another podcast, but we're doing this thing called the Resilient 50, the R50 Challenge. It's 50 days of establishing habits. It's free. You can go to firerescuefitness.com. You'll see it all over there. You'll see it resilient50.com, r50challenge.com. You can sign up for free. You get access to a 50-day workout program. Now, you don't have to follow those workouts, but they might give you an idea of how to set yours up. There's also eating guidelines there. The R50 is a challenge where you select 7 habits, and I have 11 of them listed. You can choose a couple of your own, obviously, and you follow them for 50 days with the intention of getting you out of this rut, getting you back into a more healthy state of mind, and to help you start to accomplish some things. If you hydrate 50 days in a row, it's a pretty damn good accomplishment. And you start to feel that. And that will lead into you getting more energy to go work out, you having more energy to play with your kids, you having more energy to work on your personal development. And so all those things play into it. Look at big picture, go see your doctor, take it one day at a time, get support, get a plan, and just try to change by 1% every single day. Now, and I shouldn't say 1%, 1 degree. And what I mean by that is sometimes elevating is good. You know, if you increase from, I think, 210 to 211 degrees, right? Something happens there. We know that. If you, you know, if you've ever watched those robot vacuums, if they hit something, what do? They change just a little bit. And all of a sudden, before they know it, they get past that obstacle. And that's all I'm asking you to do. Change 1 degree every single day. Sometimes it's just change your direction. Sometimes it's change and elevate your temperature and elevate your performance, elevate your, you know, your efforts. But you can do this. You're not alone. You're not the only one who's been in a rut. Quite a few people have reached out, which is why I wanted to do this podcast. Thanks so much for listening. If you have questions, if you think I'm on something or onto something, let me know. You can email me at zam@firerescuefitness.com. You can go to firerescuefitness.com, contact me. My dog no longer answers the email, so I got to do it. But I hope this helps you out a little bit. Establish a plan. Take it day by day. Work on those habits. And join our R50. I really believe that R50 challenge can change not only your fitness culture, it can change that of the fire service. Thanks for listening. Send me messages. Stay tuned for another one coming up soon. Thanks.